Workmen are busy in the piazzas of Turin. You hear the jackhammers and the electric swords. You see the giant cranes, the scaffolding, and the piles of dirt and cobblestones. Visitors are immediately aware that some big changes have been taking place in this city. It's what the authorities here have been calling an ambitious urban revolution. The airport has undergone a major upgrade to prepare for the large crowds expected to arrive for the 2006 Winter Games. Estimates say 1 million spectators will attend the events. But with less than a month to go to the inauguration of the Games, much still needs to be done. But even though parts of Turin look like a construction site, the Games organizers say they are confident the city will be ready. Few people in this industrious town in northern Italy have doubts. The least of all, Turin's mayor, Sergio Chiamparino, who says he's pleased with the pace of the preparations.
It's going well. The venues and the villages are ready. Now we are in the last phase, that is the phase of the dressing.
The people here, he adds, know this is a very important event for their city. For residents, it's not been an easy 4 years. Many acknowledge they have been inconvenienced by all the construction work, but they say the city is becoming more livable and they are proud to play host to the Winter Games.
Io sono molto orgogliosa della mia città.
This young woman says she is very proud of her city and happy that it is hosting the Games. There have been inconveniences, she adds, but we will overcome them. Turin is the largest city ever to host the Winter Olympics. Visitors will be able to attend sporting events, but also sightsee in a city that has much to offer to tourists. The Royal Palace, the Cathedral, the National Museum of Cinema, the Egyptian Museum, and fascinating art exhibits. Turin has never really been on the tourist map, considered by many a dull industrial city in the north. When tourists come to Italy, they visit Rome, Florence, and Venice. The people of Turin want to change this, and know this is an opportunity they can't miss. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Rome.